ResearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
I'm Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And I'm Colin Steele, News Writer.
This week, we're going to discuss Oracle as well as a new Google appliance and a follow-up on the VMware Dell deal that Colin and I discussed last week. Barb, if you want to give us a brief recap of the news.
Sure. There's been a lot of attention on Oracle lately in the last few months. They have lost their top worldwide channel executive and their top North America's channel executive. We reported who the lucky new executives are, and yet we still have a lot of partners calling in with complaints about increased channel conflict with Oracle for the last year or so. So it'll be really interesting to see if these new people who have taken Raleen's role will ease the channel conflict with Oracle sales.
What is the channel conflict that they're worried about?
Well, Oracle, its history is direct sales. It sells databases to large companies. It has a very aggressive sales force. As it's entered new markets and as it's entered the small and medium business markets, it's tried to be more channel friendly because it needs channel partners to cover all those potential customers. So it's made nice with the channel, and then it's made not so nice with the channel, and it's kind of a back and forth over time. It's probably the most popular parlor game among channel partners to watch Oracle because it's just had a history of this kind of activity over the last few years.
Great. Well, keep us abreast of the situation. Colin, you want to start talking about the Google appliance story?
Basically, rumors started coming out last week that Google's planning some sort of enterprise mail appliance that would compete with Microsoft Exchange Server as well as IBM's Lotus Domino Server. The news was first reported by tech blogger Robert Scoville last week, and I decided to check in with some VARs and analysts to see how the rumor about this appliance would affect the channel. Basically, nobody thinks that a Google appliance is going to be strong enough or robust enough to compete with Exchange or with Domino. Both of those have a lot of extra features, and Google, from what everybody seems to believe, is just focused on messaging and particularly email. Google's strength is in the online market. That's where the experts think the market is eventually headed, but it's going to be a slow transition. So for now, this appliance might be a stopgap measure for Google to try to get a little market share before everybody comes to the online side of things.
And what does Google have to say about these rumors?
I tried to contact Google and got no response.
But. So it's kind of like the G phone of this year. You know, we'll see what happens if
yes.
It actually exists.
Google is notoriously secretive about their enterprise and specifically channel plans. So a lot is out there in the unknown. But it would make sense if they tried to do something on premise just to kind of get the ball rolling and get enterprise customers more comfortable with working with Google.
It's an interesting thing because Google is coming at this from the cloud and trying to invade Microsoft's turf on-premise, and at the same time, Microsoft is coming from its on-premise strength and trying to move into the cloud with all its Windows Live, Office Live. So it's kind of like this battle of the titans in two huge arenas. So it's important to watch it.
Great. Well, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Now, Colin, you want to give a quick recap of the VMware Dell deal? You know, we discussed this last week, but I think we can have a little fuller conversation this week about it.
Right. Last week, we had discussed kind of the general topic of VMware infringing on its partners' business and creating channel conflict that way. This week, I wrote a follow-up story which focused on an OEM deal that VMware had signed with Dell. And through that deal, Dell is apparently going to be giving away VMware's basic hypervisor, which is called the ESX3i. They're going to be giving it away for free. And that has some partners concerned, the partners who sell the hypervisor now, that that business is totally shot because why would you buy it from a partner when you can get it free for Dell included with the hardware that you're buying? But some partners that I talked to also think that this might create some more opportunities in the server virtualization market, specifically because if you're giving it away for free, there are more customers now who have it, and the partners can then jump in with the services that they offer, and there's more of a base for those services. And services are where most partners make their most money anyway, so it might not end up being that bad of a thing, but we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. The other thing is VMware has signed a lot of these OEM deals, not just with Dell, and the free giveaway might prompt some of the other OEM partners to do the same thing.
As always, most of these customers who get free stuff will need some partners to show them what to do with it.
All right. Well, the stories that we discussed today, the links are available below the page. Be sure to check out searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And News Writer Colin Steele.
And thank you for tuning into our podcast.